A dark room, windowless, was inset like a closet just next to the entrance. A few years ago, once his photographs had started to get noticed, his father had built this. Now he spent most of his free time here, developing film, doing experiments with light. Almost no one else came up here, his mother, never. Sometimes his father invited Paul, who looked forward to these days with a yearning that embarrassed him. "Hey, these are cool," Duke said, walking around the exterior wall, studying the framed prints.
"We're not supposed to be inside," Paul said. "We can't hang out here." "Hey, I've seen this one," Duke said, stopping before the photo of smoldering ruins of the ROTC building,
dogwood petals pale against the charred walls. This was his father's breakthrough photograph. It had been picked up by the wire services and flashed across the country years before.
"It started everything," his father was fond of saying. "It put me on the map."
"Yeah," Paul said. "My father took that. Don't touch anything, okay?"
Duke laughed.
"Be cool, man. Everything's cool."
Paul went into the dark room where the air was warmer and stiller. Prints were strung, drying. He opened the little refrigerator where his father kept the film and took a cool manila envelope from the back. Inside was another envelope full of $20 bills. He slipped one out, then another, and put the rest of the money back. He came here with his father, and other times, secretly, he came here by himself. That was how he'd found the money, one afternoon when he'd been playing the guitar up here, angry because his father had promised to teach him to use the enlarger and then canceled at the last minute. Angry and disappointed and, finally, hungry. He'd rummaged through the refrigerator and found this envelope with cool bills, new, inexplicable. He'd taken $120 that first time, more later. His father never seemed to notice, so now and then he came up here and took more. It made Paul uneasy, the money and his thefts and the not being caught. It was the same feeling he had when he stood here with his father in the dark, images taking shape before their eyes. There was not only one photo in a negative, his father said. There were multitudes. A moment was not a single moment at all, but rather an infinite number of different moments, depending on who was seeing things and how. Paul listened to his father talk, feeling a pit open up inside him. If all this was true, his father was someone he could never really know, which scared him. Still, he liked being there amid the soft light and the smell of chemicals. He liked the series of precise steps from beginning to end, the sheet of exposed paper sliding into the developing fluid, and the images rising out of nowhere, the timer going off, and then the paper slipping into the fixer. The images drying, fixed in place, glossy and mysterious. He paused to study them. Strange, swirling shapes like petrified flowers. Coral, he realized, from the trip to Aruba. Brain coral, with its flesh receded, leaving only the intricate skeletal framework. The other photos were similar. Porous openings blooming in white, like a landscape of complex craters transmitted from the moon. Brain coral, bones, said his father's notes, placed neatly on the table by the enlarger.